So, today I am lucky enough to be joined by the project manager of the brand new Dodda Greenway, Ronan Carroll. So, hey Ronan, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, Paula.
So, people have probably heard about the Dodda Greenway, but might not necessarily know too much about it. Can you give us a little bit of an overview of the project?
Yes, it's a greenway, obviously, and it goes from the Glenismore Valley up in Kiltipper and the Dublin Mountains, and it follows down through, say, Dublin County Council, into Talla, down through Knockline, Firhouse, Temple Oak, areas like that. And it then crosses into Dublin City Council around Ely's Arch in Rathfarnham area. And from there, it goes on into the city centre and comes out of Sir John Rogerson's Quay. So there's different stages of the project. So in the South Dublin side, where we got or gained planning in 2017. So it was voted through council in 2017. So at the minute, because it's quite a complex project, we have split it into phases. So we're about to go to contract on phase four. So we've completed the first three phases. And then from there, Dublin City Council are about to go for planning on their section. I think they have an emerging preferred route. So once we're finished our section, then it'll be taken by Dublin City Council then on into the city centre. So eventually it'll get people from the Dublin Mountains to the city centre.
That's crazy. So I think you were saying you've had a soft opening on it already?
Yeah, the bridges phase. So the first phase was Kiltipper Park, and we've had a small section in Kiltipper Park completed. And the next phase that we opened up was the bridges. There's three bridges that are going in. There's one up in Firhouse Knockline. There's one down in Temple Oak at the back of Temple Oak Village that brings you over the river into the Dodda Greenway. And there's one then that brings you from Springfield Avenue into Bushy Park, which links up the Ratdown area of Temple Oak and Terenure down onto the Greenway.
Yeah, nice. Massive project, really, when you think about it. So what's been the council's role in the project?
Well, South Dublin County Council, our role has been to manage a project. So in my previous life, I would have been a structural engineer and civil engineer. So my background is that I did an ordinary degree in Bolton Street in structural, and then I went on and did a civil degree, an honours civil degree. So I'd have a good handle on both disciplines. And what I always thought, one of my first projects was to do a greenway in Castlebar on the private sector. So I was working for a consultancy at the time. And I always thought, who has the more important role? Is it the person that designs the bridge, the structural engineer, or is it the architect, or is it the landscape designer, or is it the person that goes and gets the money? And I came to a stark conclusion that without the money, you haven't got a project. And the role of the council is multi-purposed. We would first off do the feasibility studies to see, do you have a project in the first place? And what's the benefits to the public? It's not just cost or monetary, it's active travel. Can we get communities linked? Can we get communities out on their bikes, on their scooters, on their skateboards, on their e-bikes, whatever it is? And also then, is there any tourism parts that we can bring? So it's multi-phase in what the council is trying to bring. So we try to, first off, do we have a project? Then can we get planning for the project, which is a body of work in itself? And then can we get somebody to pay for it? And you need to tick a lot of boxes to secure the funding. So I've since come to the conclusion that, you know, the person that gets the money is probably the most valuable, because of all the disciplines, the engineering, the ecologists, and they're not there. They don't have a job. We don't have a project without the funding.
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing. It's funded, part funded by the ERDF. So, I mean, as you're saying, the funding is kind of at the core of this thing. Could the project have happened without the funding?
No, absolutely not. No. We wouldn't have had, we would have nothing. We'd have a really good idea is all we'd have if we didn't have the money. And the ERDF have been brilliant, and it's European money. So the ERDF have come in, and the idea behind the parts that the ERDF have funded is to link communities to the Dodda Greenway. So the Dodda Greenway is going to be on one side of the river or the other. So it's what happens if you're in a community that's on the other side of the river and there's no bridges. So you're literally severed. You've no connection to the Greenway, and it's a fantastic amenity, a fantastic facility. So the ERDF funding allowed us to build the pedestrian bridges to get people from different communities on the other side down onto the Greenway.
Yeah, I mean, it's connecting people. I mean, what can be better than that? Making it easier for people to get something as simple as getting to the side of a river.
Yeah.
So there must have been a massive team alongside yourself for this project. I mean, how many people are we talking roughly?
Well, So from the South Dublin County Council side, there's, I'd say I'm maybe the third project manager. It's been in inception since 2012.
Oh, wow.
So there was a manager maybe from 2012, 2015, and then somebody took it from 2015 up to 2018. And then when all the hard work was done, then I came in and put the shovel in the ground and started to manage the actual construction of it. So there would have been a lot of consultations with the public. It's when it comes to planning for a council to gain planning, we are the authority which grants planning. So we're applying ourselves and then we're granting it ourselves. So there's a large amount of consultation that goes on. So we would put the drawings in libraries. We would go out and meet community groups. We'd make sure that there's as much awareness as possible on the project so that people who want to say something and tell us something can, and they have a forum where they can make a submission.
I mean, do you know anything about the applying for funding? I mean, you know, we've talked to other people before that applying for funding is... it's a bit hit and miss. Do you know what I mean? Out of, say, 100 people that apply, you might only get like a small percentage that have got this money. So, I mean, it's been an amazing achievement from yourselves to getting this funding.
Yeah, like you think you've got a good project, but the funders may not necessarily think you've got a good project. But we put in our proposal and we put it forward to the RDF, and it's the Southern Regional Assembly were the ones who assessed it. And they agreed that we had a good project, thankfully, and agreed to fund it.
Yeah. So, I mean, how long did you have to wait from putting in the proposal to finding out you had the green light?
I wasn't involved in that process.
Yeah, okay.
I think it was a couple of months. It wasn't too lengthy. And then once they granted the project was, there was a couple of different issues with the project from an ecology perspective that we wanted to tidy up through different reports and monitoring. And then, so it was slightly pushed out. So we applied for the funding to be extended, and that was no issue. So once the funding was agreed, we found the Southern Region Assembly to be brilliant. They've been very, very workable and really helped us along the way at different issues that we were developing, which are all normal at a project of this size.
Yeah. I mean, what do you see as the future for the Dodder Greenway? I mean, this is your baby. Do you know what I mean? At the end of the day, what do you see it being in its teen, moody teen years?
Well, what started to happen is when you look at, so it's very kind of theoretical at the start, and you look at your options report, and you're not just looking at the cost, you're looking at the benefit to business and the benefit to the community to get people out starting with their active travel, whether it's on whatever different mode. But what we hope to happen is that we will see those things come to fruition. So the likes of, say, cafes and bike shops and all these different businesses that are around the odd pub, all these different businesses that are around the Greenway, that they will start to see a massive benefit in the increased footfall and the increased people that we bring to the area through the Greenway, whether it's the experienced cyclists looking to go from the Dublin Mountains down to Dublin City, or whether it's the cyclists just looking to use the park. So what we've already seen happen in Dodder Valley Park, for example, is that there are some play spaces now that are planned so that if you go down, you can do maybe a kilometre stretch or 2 kilometre stretch. And in that 2 kilometre stretch, you might have 2 play spaces or 3 play spaces even. So it would be great then for people can bring their kids and they can stop and play and then move on to the next playground and stop and play. And on the way, then you can maybe grab a coffee or support the local businesses. So that's what we're also hoping that people will make shorter trips to the shops on their bikes and not in their cars.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking earlier about how this is going to benefit everyone from, you know, from toddlers to your grannies and your granddads, and even building relationships, people spending more time with families on these walks.
Yeah, absolutely. But there's also the accessibility issues. So we're looking for it to be usable by all users. For example, there's a couple of different, the guys that I work with, the teams in South Dublin County Council, we would have a number of wheelchair users and they are massively, there's a massive positive feedback from them on greenways like this, because it's changing how they can access the parks and how they can access the Greenway. It makes it accessible for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is something that you may not think about if you're not a wheelchair user, but if you're a wheelchair user and you're excluded from using an area, it's quite tough to take that. And you can understand why. Like, so now it's accessible to all users.
Yeah.
And of all abilities.
I mean, that's the thing. I suppose, you know, when you look around town, like being in a wheelchair must be, you know, awful if you're trying to navigate a city. But at least if you've got these lovely spaces, you know, you've got all these lovely landscapes to look at, and you can just kind of go out and, you know, benefit from these fantastic new paths.
And amenity for all.
Yeah. You're saying also there's these new businesses starting up from now the Greenway's set up. There's a new cafe.
Yeah. The Edge Cafe on the first, there's the Balbrook Enterprise Centre. There's a cafe that's gone in there. It was a little bit of coincidence. I think their planning was in place before the Greenway came along, and then the Greenway was almost finished and they were about to open, and it was just a perfect kind of match. And you get a lot of people now, they've commented on the footfall that's brought a lot of extra business. And they've a nice little outdoor area right beside the Greenway and that, so it's quite visible. And we hope to link, right where that cafe is, we're hoping to link in another active travel project that will bring you up to Tala Village. So there's a lot of nice links that are happening from the Greenway. So it's almost like the spine from the Dublin Mountains into the city centre. But there will be a lot of nice, from this, we hope to see a lot of nice links to different areas.
Yeah, I mean, what are we talking in kilometres stroke miles from... roughly,
I think it's 17 in total, and 14 of it is in South.
We won't quote you on that, but you know.
So I should really know these answers. So 3 kilometres is in Dublin City Council, and then the rest is in South Dublin County Council. So it kind of crosses the county boundaries.
Yeah, so that would be great for, you know, like hardened cyclists, you know, that just want to go out and get a bit of fresh air and not be breathing in all the pollution from the city.
Absolutely, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your own background. I mean, how did you even get involved in something like this? Were you approached?
No, I wasn't. No. It was something I'd always thought about. There was somebody I used to work with, a female engineer, and she'd moved over to a local authority. And I met up with her a couple of times afterwards, and she said that it was a really positive decision for her. And I think when I came to the stage in my life that she was at the time, she'd had some young kids. In about 2011, 2012, a friend of mine had started up an engineering firm. It was very much in its infancy, and after about a year or so he asked me to come on board with him, and I jumped at the chance, and it was a very romantic idea. And at the time I didn't realise just how much work is involved in trying to, you know, secure business for a startup and secure repeat business, and the stress of starting to grow and take on new people and new employees. And the hours just got, and the workload just got a little bit crazy. And then what I find with most consulting engineering firms is that you're asked to do something an awful lot quicker. So that's, as a structural engineer, that's where the stress starts to come in. So because you'd be lying in bed at night going, God, did I check this or did I check that? And I had to do that in an hour, and it normally would take me an hour and a half. And that's when you kind of, whereas when you move over to, say, the local authority, it's not about cost, it's not about profit, it's about doing it right. Doing the right job for everybody. And it's not always about the quickest and the cheapest. It's about what is the best quality, or a balance between quality and value for money. And I really like that. I really like the idea of working on capital projects and having an impact on the community. I'd be very much interested in that side of it. And then having young kids as well. When you need to switch off, you need to switch off and give them the time and attention that they deserve.
Yeah. Well, it's not something small for your CV. Do you know what I mean? Having this on your I'm the project manager of this, the Dollar Greenway. People are probably kind of going to be like, oh my God, this is like a major, big props to yourself for getting this done.
But it's very enjoyable. Like, what I found on the project, and something that I just really, really enjoy, is the multidiscipline nature of it. Like, so you're working with arborists, you're responsible for making sure that the trees are all right, you're working with the ecologists who have, you know, would have concerns on the wildlife in the area, and that's the way it should be. My view is that that's the way, because somebody should be responsible for that. So say, for example, National Parks and Wildlife, like, they're responsible for the conservation of protected species in Ireland. So on the Dodder Greenway, it's a feeding corridor for bats. I know bats probably aren't the most popular mammals at the minute, but they are protected under the Habitats Directive. So we'd be in a lot of trouble with Europe if something happened to bats. So we've had to be conscious of that. So you're looking to balance the, you know, the landscaping, it's to be very nice, but it's not to cost a bomb, because you're also responsible for safety. So, you know, there's a lot of, I suppose, balls in the air, and you're trying to make sure that you keep an eye on all the areas that need to be addressed. So that's something that I found to be very enjoyable. And I enjoy learning about trees. I'm a bit of a hippie in me somewhere. And as well about, you know, you get some questions in from the community about, oh, I spotted this badger, and is that badger going to be all right? Are you cutting off the feeding corridor for the badgers and stuff? And then we can just refer to the ecologist, and they'll come back and say, yes, we've surveyed the badgers, and these are urban badgers, and they're used to streetlights and things like that. And the same with whether it's foxes or bats or rabbits or whatever it is that you can find on areas like this of good, rich ecology, which is what we want to see. And we want to bring people to show them these things. So along the Dodder, we've got a couple of signs for places of interest. So one historic place of interest would be the Weir, for example. And there's great wildlife around the Weir. So we hope to educate people and get them to take a stop here, sit down, have a look at the weir, yeah, and we'll explain to you a little bit. If you want to learn a little bit about the wildlife in the area, here's a sign to explain what's going on, if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah. So if you want to see bats and badgers, get yourself down to the get yourself down to the Dodger Greenway. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in to see us today, Ronan. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
No problem, Paula. Thanks very much for having me.